Welcome to the PTO Podcast, a podcast dedicated to improving lifestyles through people, technology, and organizations. Produced by bidetservices.com. Visit us online at www.bidetservices.com.
Welcome to the PTO Podcast. I'm Mark Colvin with bidetservices.com. First of all, I want to welcome all of our new subscribers. Of course, if you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to give us a call toll-free at 866-543-6949 or email us at bidetinfo@bidetservices.com. Today, I'm excited. We have our guest today is Rick Bauer. He talks to us from Appleton, Wisconsin. Rick is the Chief Operating Officer for Simply Home Technology, a national company that supports both families and corporate entities by enabling elderly or disabled individuals to live independently through wireless monitored living environments. Rick, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Glad that you could join us today. I'm excited about what Simply Home's doing because this is really right in line with what the PTO podcast is about, people, technology, organizations, and you have that technology bent. And I know Simply Home assists people to age in place and provides an opportunity for family members to care for them instead of, say, an unfamiliar caregiver or even assisted living facilities. Tell me a little more about how Simply Home is doing this.
Well, what we do is as we come into contact with people that have different needs, and the primary needs that we're encountering time and time again is whether it's a loved one with a disability or whether it's people with parents who are aging and want to remain in their home, we try to find creative solutions in order for that to happen. And what we have come up with is a product that, through the use of monitoring through wireless contacts within a person's home and a web-based console, we're able to tether caregivers, loved ones, to the activities and choices a person is making within their own home, so that we can provide and help the family members provide the supports when necessary.
So it really gives takes almost a caregiver's burden, or releases a percentage of that caregiver's burden off of what they have to do if they were there physically.
Absolutely, and that's what we run into time and time again, is that as we have loved ones who age or have a need for more support, the most common barrier is just the time element involved with helping to support that person. What the system allows loved ones to do is to be able to create a virtual environment of care, where if there's concerns about if a person is falling, or whether a person is eating or cooking, whether the concern is if they're taking their medication, whether the concerns are with dementia, the system will provide real-time information to cell phones, emails, landlines, of when those sort of activities are taking place. Or even more importantly, will notify caregivers, loved ones, and as many of those different people as you would ask that system to do, so we can contact several different people that grandma or mom has forgotten to take their medication, or that maybe grandmother or mother or dad hasn't gotten out of bed yet.
It really filters down to just not one person, but a team of people that support that person.
Absolutely, and that's what we believe. We believe it takes the family, and the way that we've created the product is certainly also in the pricing and purchasing of that, is that it doesn't have to be paid for by just one person, but the cost can be shared by many people. And as you had mentioned very early on, we believe that the best caregivers for people are their loved ones and folks that are real stakeholders in their lives, so that the success of that care is establishing a trusting relationship that's been developed through those normal relationships.
Right. And you bring up a point about families taking care of a family, and that's their stakeholders in that person's life. And we've talked on this show before about how caretaker burnout, it's a big issue. Does something like Simply Home and what you offer, is that something that helps relieve that?
Absolutely. It really creates a greater inefficiency. If you can just, think for a second, if you have a person that has some sort of a support need, and whether it's the constant worry of wondering if that person is okay or what's going on, if it's the simple concern of, gosh, I'm worried that mom is starting to develop a little bit of dementia, and I'm worried about her cooking in her apartment or in her home, but I really want her to continue living there. And sometimes it's not the physical aspect of having to be somewhere, but it's that mental burden of just constantly worrying about not knowing what's going on in a person's home. The system can alleviate those concerns without the time investment of having to be there every day or several times a day to check in and make sure. The system will check in as things do occur and keep you informed of activities that are taking place without you physically having to be anywhere.
That's impressive. That's fantastic. In terms of someone's progression in, say, a disease or aging or a disability, is there a specific time frame that something like this is appropriate? Or what kind of guidelines can you give our listeners for that?
Well, the system is currently being used in many different venues and is being used for people with a wider range of either disability or in different stages of aging. Certainly, there is always a need for a caregiver or a loved one to help support a need. We certainly never believe that we can replace care with technology. Rather, we really believe in the efficiency of how that care is provided. So that if a person is just starting to develop signs and symptoms of dementia, or there's general concerns that maybe mom or dad or that loved one is just a little less able to perform the activities of daily living that they once were able to do, and those are the things that you're just, before you're even thinking about out-of-home placement, that's really the best time to start getting the system involved because it can be tailored to each person. This is not something that is shipped to you in a box and you pull out and everyone receives the same system. But rather, it starts with a conversation about what really are your concerns. How do you want us to monitor that, and how do you want us to be informed? You don't need to be informed of every single activity, but there certainly are some things that generated this conversation. Let's find out what those things are, and let's start keeping you informed of how frequently they're happening. And maybe that doesn't come in the form of an email or a text message, but because it's web-based, you can log online at any point in time, use your username and password, and check in to see how many times maybe your parents took their medication or used the stove or opened the refrigerator or took a shower or any sort of the activities that you're thinking are maybe starting to decline. Oftentimes people worry about, I just don't think my mom's eating. Well, we can monitor activities like that and support things like that by providing that information without even any notification, but just for you to start doing some counting of the frequency of activities.
You just stole my question. That was going to be my last question there, but you addressed it perfectly, and that it isn't just a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. You really do a kind of a needs analysis for every family and every situation.
Absolutely, and I think that's incredibly important. We recognize that people are all different and that the aging process is different for each person, and we as support people want to know different things. So we do a very thorough assessment, and that is very personal, is communicating with the folks that are using it as a way to create efficiencies in how they're supporting their loved ones and have a real honest dialogue and then tailor the sensors to what those people's needs are so that the information you're receiving is what you're expecting to receive and in a fashion that you're expecting to receive it.
Okay. And you guys just aren't doing this in homes necessarily. You're also doing this in assisted living facilities or other places like that as well, correct?
Absolutely. We're supporting many different vendors and teams of support in nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, and in other licensed facilities across the country where caregivers, where paid staff, and people who oversee those paid staff want to ensure that, A, that the prescribed care is being done and that the timeliness of that is completed within the prescribed times as well. They also can create better care with less staff. Just to give you some examples of how the technology is being implemented in different types of environments, such as nursing homes and assisted living facilities, oftentimes what you'll find in assisted living facilities is separate efficiency apartments where each person living there has different unique needs. Oftentimes one of those needs is some assistance with cooking, especially if there's some concern that they're not safely using the stove. What historically has been the case before the use of technology is that person living there would wait for a staff person to show up for that cooking process to be started. by using a Simply Home stove sensor in the overall system, what happens is that that nurse or that, that assistive person, that support person working there, when that person in apartment 1B turns on the stove, their cell phone rings or vibrates, and a text message says that Mary is now beginning to cook, and they go to that apartment to assist her with the need. And really what happens there is that services start being directed by the consumer and by the person who's supported, rather than waiting for staff people there to show up and support the person. And then if you can just imagine that as that person, that staff person is there assisting Mary with cooking and knowing that she's doing it safely, that her phone would vibrate again and sense that Julie in apartment 3 is now starting to take her shower so that she can go there and initiate whatever supports are necessary for Julie to ensure that that activity has taken place. So what we do is we interconnect each person's needs within the living environment, whether that be a nursing home or any other type of licensed facility, including assisted living facilities, and really tether those needs to the care person and allow the consumer, allow that person receiving services to make independent choices, to maintain some level of independence and not sit around waiting for staff to start whatever process they want to start, whether that's showering, bathing, cooking, going to bed, taking the medication, but rather they can choose to do that at the appropriate time or what time they want to do it, and then staff are notified wirelessly that those things are going on and then support people more efficiently.
So I can just imagine the cost savings for these type of facilities that this really gives to them.
It is, and because what happens is they're purchasing less time of service because, again, we have a better idea of what's going on. One of the greatest efficiency in providing any care for people, whether it's in a facility where there's paid staff or if you're just supporting a loved one, is that there's a lot of downtime in between different supports. There's not this constant need for supervision. In those cases, technology is very, there's less opportunity to implement some of these supports. But in most cases, people's needs are not that pervasive. There's just times where they need some prompting or a little bit of assistance to complete a task, but not constant staff there to shadow everything they do. And that's really where the cost savings is produced, is that we're able to reduce the number of staff, but still not reduce the amount of support that's provided. And that's the real key.
The quality doesn't depreciate, just the actual assistance is more efficient.
Absolutely. And I would argue that the quality improves because that person who's supported is choosing when they want to do whatever they want to do and receive the support rather than waiting for staff to show up to support them.
Right, right. Well, if our audience want to learn more about how Simply Home can do this for them, maybe in their home or even in their facilities, what's the best way to learn more about you and how to get in touch with you?
The easiest way would be to log on to our website, which is www.simplyhome-cmi.com. And on that webpage, if your users were to go there and to click on the Buy Now feature, that would show all the different sensors there, and type in the coupon code MARK2007. They would receive a $50 discount to the purchase of any sensor or system that they would look to purchase. On there, there's certainly lots of contact information, whether it be a telephone number or an email, to contact us directly. And really, before anything can be purchased, what we ask to do is really sit down and have a conversation about what it is that you're looking for help on so that we have the best way to support you.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate you helping out our listeners with that discount coupon. That's fantastic. And Rick, we certainly appreciate you for being on the show today, and we thank you for what you and Simply Home is doing.
Thank you very much, Mark. It was an honor.
Thanks. Thanks, Rick.
The PTO podcast is produced by bidetservices.com, a lifestyle enhancement company dedicated to creating independence, restoring dignity, and promoting wellness through the use of bidet seats. For more information, visit Bidet Services at www.bidetservices.com.